She fits the height of the driver. It could easily be her behind the wheel. Orlant started the car. But wasn't she the one who delivered the horrible news about Johan and... Exactly. She was the first person at the crime scene. And why exactly? She had the night shift? Alone? We'll have to look at the surveillance footage again. Maybe we missed something. Yes, the video is our best lead. Do we have the tape? Yes, let's go back to Aarhus to watch the video, Orlant said and stepped on the speeder. Shouldn't we start by interrogating Ketcher Olsen? Let's make sure she could be a suspect first. Carina stretched her legs out at the bottom of the car and leaned happily back in her seat, so the seat belt stretched out over her chest. So I was right. The murder did have something to do with Johan Boy's infidelity, she concluded a bit too confidently and triumphantly. It's too early to say, Carina, but I agree with you that there may be other motives than the old fire accident. The time read 15:35 when they walked up the steps to the IPCC building. They started watching the video frame for frame. They zoomed in and out and focused on the little details. Luckily, the gas station had made sure their surveillance camera was good quality and in colour. If the night had not been so dark and moonless, and if the car had not turned around so quickly, it would have been possible to see the face. Now the contours were too dark and vague. Carina froze the video on a frame where the driver had just turned the car round, so the angle showed one of the side windows. Carina zoomed in on the hands of the wheel, which shone white in the dark frame. She lightened the picture and enhanced it a bit. It was almost completely pixelated. That's definitely a police uniform, right? Yes, the cap is clear, and it looks like it was meant to hide the face of the driver. No rings, bracelets, or other characteristics. But look, Orlan, isn't that nailed?